Construction Tales, Safety Topics, with your host, Leslie M. Jasper.
This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. In this video, I'm going to go over a list of drawings and letters that are required in the event that you get a surprise visit from the Department of Buildings, also known as the acronym DOB for short. You might ask, why is it important to have all your documents in order of letters and drawings available on hand for these periodic DOB inspections? As site safety managers, we serve as agents of the Department of Buildings. It is important to ensure that the general and subcontractors on site tackle all of the required tasks that are needed in order to work safely according to New York City Building Code. All of the items on the list must be stamped and approved by the Department of Buildings before work can even get started. There are many requirements that are a must in order to operate in compliance and to avoid costly violations and or job site shutdowns. Here is my list of the main items that you need on site in order to show the DOB inspector that you are in compliance. Inspectors can pop up during the workday. But don't forget to pull that permit for the scope of work that you intend to work on. And keep an eye on the expiration date and replace it prior to it becoming expired. Try not to live on the edge on that one. A sidewalk shed plan. A sidewalk shed plan must come with an inspection letter from the qualified person once the sidewalk shed has been erected and re-inspected with a letter every 6 months thereafter. Can't live without the lovely fence drawings. As you can see, I have a fence right behind me. These fence drawings also require an inspection letter by the designated qualified person. These drawings do not require subsequent inspections every 6 months after the initial installation. Don't forget a tenant protection plan. A tenant protection plan is a planned course of action and a mapped out series of steps that outlines what a contractor intends to do in order to keep the tenants safe during the construction of the building. On this project, the approved tenant protection plan is in the office and it is posted in the elevator lobby on each floor. Architectural drawings. These drawings are crafted by a qualified engineer that show the technical details of the entire job and all scopes of work. These approved drawings must also be on hand as well. A site safety plan. A site safety plan is a written out plan that maps all the scopes of work and the exact plan on how to keep random pedestrians, tenants, and construction workers safe. The main objective is to identify and mitigate the hazards that could pop up during the process of completing the scope of work. These plans can be identified, slightly changed, and signed by the site safety manager on an already approved set of drawings. On this particular job, we have to have a set of pipe scaffold drawings. We had to build a 20-story scaffold, as you can see behind me, where the tenants must walk on it temporarily until the old concrete breezeway is chopped out and the new concrete is poured. If there are any deviations in the field that are different from the drawings, you must have a letter from the engineer of record on hand that shows that these deviations do not change the integrity of the design. Of course, these drawings must be approved and the latest copy must be on hand.
Shoring drawing. Shoring drawings are used for the excavation portion of a job site. If your job has any type of this work, be sure to have the approved shoring drawings on hand.
Well, my friend, this wraps up this video for now, introducing you to the main letters and drawings that are required in order to do projects here in New York City. Look out for the next video where we discuss the different types of safety equipment and some basic safety tips. Stay tuned for these videos that explain the requirement even more in depth. Peace out, Cub Scout.
This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.